Oh, it's Wednesday, the 8th of May in the year of our Lord 2024. Welcome back to a Liberty Tactics News. We've got a very full house tonight. We've got Christine over in Alabama. We've got Kat down in the valleys. We've got Jason up in Leeds. And we've got Christy in the valleys as well. Hello, everybody. We'll go through and have individual talks as we go because it'll just get to chaos. We're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. So, reports are that Kate Middleton is very upset, and her and William have been at loggerheads over George going to Eton and to boarding school. Kate didn't want it. She wanted to keep her children nearby. William was desperate for it. Reportedly, back about 6, 7 months ago, before the missing Kate, they were rowing about it because he desperately wanted a divorce. But the heir of the throne couldn't be living with, meaning George, with a single mother. And obviously, when he becomes king, he must divorce her before then because they're not allowed to divorce. So that was going on 6 months ago. Still no sign of Kate. We've had all the fake videos, the images. No one is buying it whatsoever. And this is one of the latest stories. There was a lady who, as her dressmaker, came out and made a statement that they're really going through tough times at the moment and they're really battling hard. So maybe Kate's going to have an accident when she goes late night cold swimming. Who knows? But as far as it seems, where is Kate? We've not had any proof of life. Jason, I see you're chomping at the bits to say something. What do you got to say?
Well, I mean, he did predict this little accident's going to happen, so it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in the future and how it's going to unfold. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, Christy, your thoughts on the whole where's Kate?
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Like you said, she hasn't been seen for ages, so I really don't know. I presume she's dead. And yeah, it's just a whirlwind, really. Everything that's going on with the royals, just everything that you've said about it, I just agree with. It's just really strange, isn't it? What's going on?
Yeah. Catherine, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, I couldn't unmute it fast enough then. Yeah, there's obviously trouble. What do you think now? They're bringing this story up because again, there's no real proof of life, is there? You've still got to kind of go back to this. So what do you think on just, I don't know, the story could just be a thing, couldn't it?
Just another diversion, do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
if she's
Because,
not
yeah,
yeah,
and we haven't seen the other children. Okay, we saw George go to the football where the British press cut Rose Hanbury's son out of the photo. Then he went on Charlotte's birthday. He was at a football match, and we also had yet another AI-generated image of Charlotte. So the two little ones haven't been seen
No.
at all. Christine, what do you think?
Well, I think that everything is lining up just like we've been saying, and I believe that prophecy will be fulfilled. I am expecting some really big takedowns. And when I say takedowns, I'm talking not just families, not just pedos, not just royals, but everything they represent is going to be gone. And I fully believe that you will see the takedown, literally, of the Vatican, of CERN, of the whole Buckingham Palace and everything around it. I don't think it's going to stand. And I mean literally. I do not believe it will stand. I think God has had enough, and I think he will see to it that they come to dust.
Yeah. I just want to make one more mention of the horse guards that got loose around London. And it's been really playing on my mind. Every single person has a phone. They are in the capital city of London. You're telling me that people, when they saw horse guards walking down the road, didn't have their cameras out? We have seen no evidence of the so-called accident of where they got spooked, unless anybody has. But it was very convenient that there were professional photographers on the side of the street as the horses came galloping past. Where's the original incident?
Almost like you're literally watching a scripted movie. And, you know?
I think it's just a pure coincidence that they were there at that time, at that very moment. When, pure coincidence. Absolutely coincidence here.
I don't believe in coincidences, sorry.
No, it's definitely a coincidence. No,
I don't believe in coincidences.
Do you know, and my friend said this to me today, it happened, it was quite funny. He said, do you know what, Jason, there's not been any new conspiracies out for a while. And I looked at him strange, and I gave him that eyebrow raise, and he said to me, I think it's something to do with government.
Very good.
That's rich, yeah.
So, at the end of the day, still no sign of Kate, still no proof of life. We will keep looking. And we will continue. Hashtag where's Kate? Right, where are we going to go? Kat, we had a chat just before we pressed record. This is big.
Yeah, well, I'll leave the Eurovision thing till after. I just want to say that I had posted a picture of the, actually, I'll talk about the Eurovision first. I posted a picture because I saw it, a picture at Eurovision. And we all know that, you know, it's just a nonsense thingy. It's political, has been for, you know, years and years and years. But it is something that I remember, you know, being really quite young. And it was something that you could actually watch as a family. You know, they were songs, you know, it wasn't sort of as demonic and in your face as it is now anyway. But the things they've got going on there now is just absolutely horrendous. And you've all seen the photo. You know, I think it's the trans flag, and I think one of them's dressed as a demon.
I'm going to use it on the cover photo of this show.
Yeah, so that'll be the photo, and obviously, you know, that's sort of going on with Eurovision. And it was the Irish, wasn't it? The video that we just watched as well, guys, that I sent you all, which was like, basically, it's a ritual. You can say that it's anything other than what it actually is, which is a satanic ritual right in front of everybody's faces. It's just demonic beyond anything I've ever seen. And they're just really doing it in your faces. So anyway, I shared this photo of the Eurovision, and I had a comment, and this is from a lady up in the Lancashire area of England in the UK, because I wanted to ask for obvious reasons. I mean, it makes no difference because we've all got this same sex education. But anyway, she said, my grandson walked out of sex ed class in his secondary school yesterday, told the teacher he refuses as it's something he doesn't wish to learn. Now my daughter is up against the school as she is backing him and told the school she's not making him do something he feels sick about. His punishment is 14 detentions at the moment. It's like the teachers think it's fine to push this sick agenda onto the kids. So basically this lad has gone in as a 12-year-old lad and said, I don't want to do this, right? It's his choice to do it. It seems as children's rights exist. We're teaching them about consent, and they can consent if they want to or if they wish not to. Yet when the children are sitting down and saying, I don't want to do this, they're being given detention for 14 days, 14 times, right? So anyway, I said, where are you from? I said, because, you know, this is, we can help with this. And then she said, I couldn't believe this bit is really, really frightening, the next part of it. If that wasn't, you know, sort of angering enough, this is very, very, very disturbing. So basically I asked where she was from, and she said, he's 12 and he's in the UK, school in a Lancashire area. I had to restrain myself from shouting nonce and groomer while my daughter was talking on the phone when they rang her after school to tell her what had happened. They are forcing these kids to learn it, but my grandson refuses to be forced. My daughter told the teacher it's all about compliance for the school. Oh, and the teacher asked if my grandson has suffered any sexual abuse or trauma or embarrassed as to why he didn't want to be in the class. My daughter said, no, not at all. They told her they'll have to now look into this to see if he had indeed suffered any trauma. So the school now accuses you of lying, it seems. Right, so hang on a minute. We've got a school teaching these children all about sex, sex positive sex education. Then when they don't want to be involved in it, they're being accused or, indirectly of there's something wrong. This is absolutely insane.
This will also then, if they're going to do the investigation, this means social services.
Of course it does.
Then, for no reason, these just a family who just are getting on with their lives. They brought their son up well, but he doesn't want these thoughts. He doesn't need to know. He's got no reason to know at 12 years of age. There's no need for him
to have these conversations.
And they have now, this is...
It's dangerous. Very.
This is bad. This is really, really bad.
If he had been abused, right, that is going to re-traumatise him. And let me just read you something, right? I just remembered something which actually does relate to this. And I don't think I've mentioned it before. I've got a friend on Facebook and she's been a mental health nurse for children, right, in Scotland for a long time. And basically, she told me what was going on in her... what she was seeing. And I asked, would she write a statement, right? And I've only just remembered she'd written this. So what I just said there now, obviously, if that child has been abused, how it can be traumatized. So basically, this is her statement, and it's quite short, but listen to what she's saying. I am sharing what we are experiencing in children and young people services here in Scotland and what is undoubtedly happening in child services all over the UK with regards to RSE being taught in all schools, which became mandatory in late 2020. As stated previously, I'm in Scotland and I have worked in children and young person services for 24 years. And as you can imagine, I have encountered some very harrowing and distressing accounts. Last summer, a referral was passed to us and certainly not isolated from children's counselling for mental health. While upsetting, it was not unexpected. No name for anonymity, but the referral was for a 12-year-old boy. So this boy is the same age as this one who didn't want to do it. He was the survivor of sexual abuse. His abusers were known to him. They were convicted and sent to prison. This boy was referred to us because years of counselling, trauma healing had all been undone. The boy was now back to having night terrors, panic attacks, bedwetting, suicidal thoughts and episodes of deep depression and self-isolating. He was shutting off from family, peers and his carers. He was also refusing to return to school. The only reason stated on the referral by his counsellor for his breakdown was the RSE lesson being taught in the classroom. These lessons had triggered the horrific, traumatic, painful memories of abuse inflicted on him by his abusers. Does this sound like material you want your children being taught when it can trigger the emotions of a boy who was sexually and physically abused? Many parents out there are oblivious to what is being shown and discussed with their children. Some flippantly say the world is changing, so teaching should too. No, your children are being groomed and sexualized in what should be a safe setting. As previously stated, I've worked in child services for 24 years and it can be heart-wrenching what I read, but this is way beyond a deliberate and sinister plan for our children. I'm thankful my child is grown, but if they were still school age, I would be withdrawing them from school if this grooming is not abolished. I've obviously discussed these referrals coming through with colleagues, and whilst they may not be awake, they're very much in agreement. These lessons are very sinister. If we can see it, counsellors can see it, some teaching staff can see it, then all parents need to take heed of this. This boy and all children are going to be damaged by this. This isn't teaching love and trust and relationships to children. It's sordid, it's vile and pornographic. It's damaging and ugly. That was her statement. The sole reason for that boy being re-traumatised is his RSE lesson, and it's not an isolated case.
So this boy hasn't been. He just he doesn't want to know. He just doesn't, you know, there is no need for him to know.
And he's got every right to say no. He's Gillick competent.
Exactly. And now they've got, now it's looked like they'll have the door opened up into social life. And then we know. We know where they go with this.
Exactly. When you think of young autistic children as well, right? Now, once they start, a lot of them with the compulsive behaviour and the repetitive behaviour, once they see these words and whatever, they're the ones running around going sex, 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 penis, 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 penis. Do you know what I mean? And then what happens? Social services get involved. Why is your son talking about penises and sex? What? You've just taught him it in the classroom. Can you see where this could go?
And this is a Right. You see the pattern. They, Big Pharma creates autism. It's all by design.
Absolutely.
And
this has been
going on for, I mean, generations.
But to have this in the classroom now, to have this going on in the classroom,
it's disgusting. You know,
this is taking it like to another levels now, especially as they have a right not to, in this country at the moment, not to be in that lesson.
And they're being forced. How is that giving him 14 detentions because he said no to being groomed? I'd be bouncing off the walls if my child was in that school. I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's like telling a Muslim family that you're going to teach your Muslim child Christian values or vice versa, yeah? And like at Olympic, it goes against the grain. You can't say you're having a detention because we're protecting this right for this whatever nonsense that's going on, and then attack the child because it's just a complete contradiction of itself. It's hypocrisy.
Since when, like, schools are supposed to, you teach your kids to read, write, right. Maths, okay, geography. History, but okay, that's corrupt, we know, geography, okay, but that's what's cool. When this is nothing, you know, and I've been saying all the time, this is taking more power away from parents, you know, it's
proof that it's just an indoctrination system, nothing more. It's nothing more. If you can be punished like that for not wanting to be groomed, this is not, we know it's an agenda, but this just, for anyone who doesn't know, this should tell you all you need to know. They are pushing and pushing and pushing this like we've never seen before. It is obviously a massive part of an agenda that we've explained on these shows, I don't know how many times and how far back we got to go. Parents need to start standing up and doing something now.
It's going to get to a point, and Christine knows my standpoint on this, that something's going to have to happen, and rightfully so, these, the teachers that are involved down to that level, they're grooming the children.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, it felt like that happened. I can tell you it didn't happen again because real men stood up for the children.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm not condoning it in any way, shape or form, but for these monsters I am.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody says. Somebody needs to take these people to task and really take them to task. And I'll say no more on that because it winds me up. It really winds me up to a point of, you know, I could just quite easily.
Yeah,
I can just feel
just,
it.
I'm just going incognito. I could just quite easily go away from everything, disappear, and get myself up to some mischief. Right. You know. Yeah. But it's, you know, I mean, it wouldn't. But the point I'm trying to make is it's going to have to get to a point where these people need to be dealt with one way or another. They need to be taken to task. I don't care what people say.
Well, God's got it all in hand.
They're the monsters. They're evil monsters. They need sorting out.
God's got it all in hand.
God does have it.
But it's still going on
in
the schools. It's going to get to a point where, look at this, what Kat's just said to us about that 12-year-old boy. It's happening now. It needs to stop now. And the men of this country need to... Because the women are the only ones that are fighting it. I'm in a room with four women that are fighting this. You know, it's like, where are the men? Where are all these alpha males? Yeah, they're all sat at home playing the PlayStations and their Xboxes and CODs and all that. That's what they're doing. Because they've been taken out of the equation. And they went through the 80s and the 90s through the rave scene. So they're all... mind mushed up anyway.
And that, was part of the design. That's so true.
Absolutely. It's all tick the boxes. Sorry, I'm going on
time. No, it's fine. I'm just looking at time
as far as I'm concerned. It needs to happen.
Christy, what have you got? What's caught your eye? What story's caught your eye?
I saw the Boy Scouts are changing their name to Inclusive Scouting America. So did you see that article? Texas-based organization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I did.
Yeah, so as it works to move past the turmoil of bankruptcy and sexual abuse claims. So what they're saying is now they're changing it to make it more inclusive, because before apparently they didn't allow or accept gay people, which I find really strange. That why would children in Boy Scouts or any sort of group like that need to say whether they're gay, straight, or anything? Why would that conversation need? I don't understand that. That, you know, what is this all about? So they're allowing gay youths and girls now to begin joining its ranks. So it's seeking to boost the membership numbers, which, yes.
They did this also years ago. They did years ago, and everybody stood up and said no, and they stopped.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that.
So this time, they've just done it. And right. I saw that. It's like they didn't say we're thinking about it. They just did it. So the first time was a run through, if you will, to see, you know, how it would be accepted, and it was not at all. And today, rather than give anybody an opportunity to even speak against it before it happened, it just happened.
Pretty much the same as everything else.
That's what they do. They throw a little carrot out. See how fast it gets shot down, and then they wait a while until you forget it, because you think you beat it. You think that's old news, and then they do it.
Well, it's obvious that they're trying to create a genderless society, aren't they? They're trying to make everything, you know.
It's all about Baal and Moloch worship. That's what it is. It is satanic ritual worship to Moloch and Baal.
I agree.
It is
panic, and you know, if we lived in, you know, a world with good people, then, you know, these sort of ideas, maybe, you know, where you're introducing girls to things. But then, I mean, I'm not sure about America, but here we had like brownies and girl guides and everything. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having groups where girls do things that they enjoy? Often girls do enjoy different things than boys and stuff, but I mean,
exactly. It just should have stayed as it should. They know that anyway.
Exactly.
They've got everything.
So this kind of was staying on the same subject. So 1 million in taxpayer funds for an LGBT lobby group which opposes the CAS review. So listen to this. Has anybody heard of the OZANNE Foundation?
No. Well, I have now.
No? Okay.
No.
So they are an LGBT lobby group which opposes the findings of the landmark CAS review into NHS gender services in England and Wales. They've been promised almost 1 million in taxpayer funds by the Foreign Office. They have already received £187,500 for 2 one-day conferences entitled Global Interfaith Commission on LGBT Plus Lives. They sought to promote LGB ideology in faith settings and advocate for a new law against so-called conversion therapy. The larger of the two conferences was attended in person by 80 people. The foundation claims the Foreign Office agreed in principle to provide a further £805,000 to fund a future project to launch a course to teach religious leaders acceptance of LGBT issues. That sum is understood to be currently under review.
What wow. Do you say about that?
Well, I'll tell you on that one.
Well, I looked into this little company. I did a little. I mean, I need to go further look at their accounts, but their opening page, the Ozone Foundation believes in a world where all are accepted and equally valued. We therefore work with religious organizations around the world to eliminate discrimination based on sexuality or gender in order to celebrate the equality and diversity of all. Now, what's interesting in some of, they've got lots of reports and safeguarding LGBT plus, but on one of them, they do the LGBTQ A something plus in one of their documents. So what is these AI and plus? Has that got anything to do with underage minors?
And yeah, pedophile, right, exactly. Yep.
Everything.
It's also ushering in the one world religion.
Yeah, 100%, Christine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just crazy, isn't it? The world has gone insane. Can you, I just think about this for a second, guys, right? Can you even, like, think about how we're even, can you even believe that we're having to discuss these issues?
I can't believe it, honestly. I think about it all the time. What on earth is going on? The world has gone absolutely crazy, hasn't it? Everything is upside down and back to front.
It is.
Yeah. So also, I'll tell you this, these guys work hard, the Christian Institute. Apparently senior politicians across all parties have admitted they were wrong to parrot the pro-trans slogan, women are women. The Education Secretary, Gillian Keegan, and Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting claimed a failure to grasp the complexities of the issue had caused them to previously deny the reality of biological sex.
Oh, that's interesting that they've actually done on it.
Yeah, well, we'll see where it comes to. We'll see. So apparently writing for the Daily Telegraph accused senior politicians, a guy called Bindel, he accused senior politicians of capitulating to transgender ideology out of a cowardly fear. But now she argued the difference between the two sides of this debate cannot be fudged. So we'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes.
So we'll do the Diddy news a little bit later. Jason Noter, to you.
Yeah, so talking about the Telegraph, they just sort of casting your mind back about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that the Telegraph brought an article out about AstraZeneca admitting that its COVID vaccines can cause rare side effects in court documents, obviously, and it was the first time that this was admitted in a court. So they've kind of sort of lifted the lid that, yeah, it can cause rare side effects. And, you know, the courts have sort of said, look, you know, you're not getting away with hiding this. You've got to come out in the open. So today, AstraZeneca have also announced that it's going to withdraw the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, ironically, they've sort of said it's because of surplus of new jabs and that's outdated and new jabs are coming in and it's all looking good. So they've twisted it. But we know the reason why. Is because, well, I don't need to say anything really, do I? I think everybody knows what's happened with the last 4 years of complete madness.
Well, that AstraZeneca killed my dad. He had two of them. So I know that they can kill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knew but this just, was going to happen anyway. I mean, downplayed it.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see. I mean, all you have to do is if you go on to, and I'm sorry to hear about your dad again, Catherine. Obviously, it's not a...
Yes,
you know, but it's interesting to see if you go on to Google and just put AstraZeneca sues, and there's just hundreds of pages of articles and stories of people suing them in very similar situations. It's like, okay, how are these companies still still going, what's going on, you know. And the fact that it's not, none of it's in little bits of storylines are getting on the mainstream, and that's it. And then it's,
we need to start talking about the CEO. You know, we've got to start putting these people in charge of AstraZeneca. Let's stop hiding behind the name and the corporation.
Well, do you know
what
it is?
Let's start talking about the people.
AstraZeneca, Swedish. What country didn't lock down?
Yeah, good point.
You guys
was the only country in the world that didn't lock down, and it's AstraZeneca's the Swedish company. So it's like, well, the mind does boggle there. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Is it going to get the attention that it needs? And are these demons, because that's what the drug companies are. And, I mean, the World Health Organization, it's a snake on it going up, you know, some artifacts. So it's like, are these demons actually going to get the just rewards, and are these people going to stand accountable and take the punishment that needs to be given to them? Because it needs to happen. And everybody knows, if not close family, myself, my old fella, turbo cancer came back shortly after the jab. He had it previously, but came back, and within months, that were it, after his second jab. So it's, you know, people are suing these people, and I hope to God that they get, it's not even going to be a fraction of what they've lost, but I hope to get that these people do get some form of remuneration out of these, I won't say it lightly, because you're going to have to put a beep on it, but these monsters, and they are bastards, that's exactly what they are. So yeah, that's interesting to see. But also, I wanted to cover that Glasgow and Christy sent an article on this as well, putting forward our plans, put forward to create Glasgow's first 20-minute neighbourhood between Annisland and Knightswood. Now, it said plans have kicked off to transform Knightswood to Annisland into a livable neighbourhood where people can walk or cycle to the shops, GPs and other facilities they need within 20 minutes. And then it goes on to talk about how they're going to manage this with these geozones, thermozones, and how it's all going to be with all the technology that they're still putting up, and it's still being activated, and all these towers are getting bigger and bulkier, and every other corner now, every shop or parade, there's a camera, a spin-around camera that looks in all directions. So, you know, it's getting closer and closer to it, but it seems that Glasgow are one of the first cities to go public with it in their main paper, Glasgow World.
Does it say when, Jace?
Is it what, sorry?
Does it say when?
Or well, it's happening. This article was yesterday, published yesterday.
Okay.
So it's going to be happening soon. But I've got a friend in Glasgow, so I've just sent them a message. And basically what come back was, yeah, it's all happening.
When does it go into force? And was there no debate? Was there no, like, I don't know, government, you know how you do these, they put things out there, don't they, for you to fill in the form?
I think they've just put the infrastructure out there and got it set up, got it ready, and just thought, we're just doing it regardless. I don't think it's gone to debate, or I've not seen anything. I couldn't find anything else on it.
Yeah, please, so, Christy.
170 councils signed up to it. Yeah. It was known as the Agenda 21, but now it's known as the Sustainable Development.
Yeah. All under that banner.
Yeah. So they signed up to that in 1992, all the local councils. And they have announced that Oxford is going to be bringing in passes where you can have 100 a year to go in and out of zones. And I think it's 25 if you live within a certain area, but for the majority of people, it's going to be 100 times of travelling through these zones. So well, I think Oxford is one of the first, but then Glasgow now is ramping up as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stand by what I've said. It's all going to be squashed. It ain't going to be going on. I'm standing by that. I feel it. I feel it in my soul. Ain't going to happen.
The thing is, all the cameras are going up, and they're talking about geofencing, so they'll control it with the cameras.
Yeah, I mean, it's like my car. I've got a new car through work, and it's insane. I didn't even know this, and it's a petrol car. It's not one of these electric things. It's diesel. But I'm driving down the motorway, and I've kind of drifted. It was quiet. It was quiet evening, and my car just pulled itself back in. It's got a lane assist, so I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute. I could drive down the motorway without my hands on the wheel, and every time it drifts off, it's going to pull itself back in the lane. And this is a manual car, not an electric car. So it's like, hang on a minute. If they can do that, and it's obviously picking up on the road with the sensors.
Yeah,
what GPS technology has it got in it? This could just shut me down in a manual car, a petrol car. So I wouldn't be surprised if that technology is in cars maybe from 2015, 16 onwards.
Oh, I think it's much earlier than that here.
Probably where you are, definitely, Christine, America first, isn't it,
Yeah,
I mean, even...
Yeah, that's scary, that is. That is frightening, isn't it, to think, you know, and I know what you're saying, Jace, because that happens, you know, in the electric cars, it pulls you back in and stuff. I know it does that.
Everyone's turning against electric cars. Is it Dave Buys car or something?
But at first, when I'm driving down the motor, I thought my steering column were going, I shit myself. I thought, hey, I thought, oh, crikey, I'm going to crash here. And I'm doing 70, well, a little bit more, coming home from work. And it's like, oh, hang on a minute. And then I've done it again. And I'm thinking to myself, do I slow down or just stop or what? I can't put, and then I tippled and I looked onto the dashboard and there's a little car with these two little green lines at the side. And I thought, oh, hang on a minute. And then I worked it out and I found the button, switched it off and thought, thank God for that. But instant moment, I panicked. It was scary.
Well, at least you survived. Oh, it's all good. We're going to move on. So this is like a joint ditty between Christine and I. So yesterday all went down. Obviously, I don't know, have we discussed the beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar? It was a huge thing happening over in the hip hop world. And we will bring in our hip hop expert shortly, Miss Christine Minor, the hip hop girl for Liberty Tactics. We'll bring her in shortly. So there's been this beef and my son's been talking about it. And because obviously I've been following Diddy, all my recommendations, I'm getting all this hip hop stuff. There was a track between Drake. Now, we know Drake is disgusting. There was something very odd going on with the girl from Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown, when she was like 11, 12, 13. And she went on television and said that Drake's her best friend and they've been out to dinner together and she consults him for all her relationship issues. It was weird. He was grooming this little girl. There's been non-stop talk about Drake. He's disgusting. Anyway, this beef has gone on with Kendrick Lamar. There's back and forth with these diss tracks. And the last one was truly unbelievable. It was literally boom. He destroyed Drake. There's no way Drake can really come back for the things that Kendrick Lamar like literally opened up. So there was all this going on over the weekend. I believe it was probably a lot of a distraction to move away about the serious crimes of Diddy. But then it all links into Julian Solution Grange, who real name has just vanished off the internet, which is really weird. It all ties into him. So Lucian Grange has groomed Drake to be the next Diddy, basically. Christine, what happened last night or yesterday?
There was a shooting yesterday outside Drake's home in Toronto, his home located at 21 Park Lane Circle, North York, Toronto, Canada. There is a police tape, like there is a video of the incident. But what they are claiming is that in this upscale gated posh community, there was a drive-by shooting at Drake's house and his security guard was shot and is in critical condition as we speak. Instantly, names started flying. Kendrick Lamar, What's the Motive, Rick Ross, A$AP Rocky, Metro Boomin, DJ Mustard, J. Cole. Everybody's been involved in this series of diss tracks, okay? And The Weeknd is involved. There's just been a lot of back and forth there, like Lou was saying. So apparently there is a bit of a timeline here, but what's interesting is that someone mentioned that Lucian Grange is Drake's sugar daddy, and that anytime he wants money, he's got it. Just whatever he wants. And then they played a clip where it said, Lucian said, oh, if he's got a project, if he needs something, I'm always there. I'm always going to support them. You know, absolutely. I'm 100% in. So when you start looking at the evil behind the evil, it really starts to make a little more sense. They always have some kind of a, you know, scripted timeline, if you will, and they do. They both became famous in 2010, Lamar and Drake. They worked on Take Care, which was Drake's, they did that together. And then Drake worked on Lamar's Poetic Justice. And then it just, you know, kind of went on and on. In 2015, there was Meek Mill drama with Drake and about the baby. So yeah. There's been a lot. And the shooting seems odd. The man was shot in the chest in a drive-by. The police report said, yes, we have video. The reporters asked, okay, so how many people were in the car? We don't know. Well, we can't disclose it. Well,
because they were trying to blame it on they were trying to blame it on Kendrick Lamar, weren't they? Like Drake's camp. But then I've seen reports that The Weeknd has got, who's also Canadian,
right,
has had all of this major beef with him for years. Then others are saying it could actually be Drake himself doing it because he's such an idiot. That people buy it. But can I just say, Christine, I love the way you fly through those hip hop names. It just, it's so funny with all the names.
As well, actually. I was brilliant. I was like, wow, she's on target, mind.
She's so on it. Yeah. Like, she's so on it. And obviously, for listeners who don't know who Lucian Charles Grange is, he was called something else. And Christine and I both forgot. She's sure she wrote it down. I've seen it loads of times. It's just vanished.
I've got to go back and find the video where we first dropped Diddy, because it's in that video. I mentioned his actual name and his father's actual name, and that they had been changed. And now I can't find it anywhere.
He's head of Universal Music. So he is the dude. And we've been wondering, who else he connected. He is British. He was knighted by the Queen. He started off with just the UK's, like the UK part of Universal, and then he made it to controlling the whole of Universal Music.
Well, not only
he is the head of the head. So we, you know, we're going to dig into him when we can eventually find his real name,
right,
and find out who's he's answering to. But there is video. Well, I think it was Kanye said that his bosses are linked to South African bankers. So this is obviously another rabbit hole we're going to go down, because again, we started all talking about Diddy back in October, November. So yes, we will continue. And we did do a Jonathan Oddi checkup, didn't we? And indeed. When's he due back in court?
June 4th, I believe. And okay, back to Lucian real quick. He owns 50% of the entire music industry right now. That's a lot. That's a lot. So when
I wonder how he links to Burkle.
That would be a fun dig, and we should.
We should, but we're waffling on now. I think that's it. Has anybody got any more to say? We are going to clip what Catherine's section, and we're going to put that out also as a separate. And I urge everybody to send it everywhere, because people need to know what's going on in the classrooms. And then because your child doesn't want to participate, this is the questions parents are going to get asked. Come on, man. This is...
Yeah. That's got to change. I do have one more quick story.
Oh, sorry, Christine. Go on.
Oh, you're fine. There was a big-time Hollywood screenwriter named Herschel Weingrod who was out in public, I'm not sure where, eating pizza with a 15-year-old child that he met online when her dad busted in and said, "What the F are you doing with my daughter?" And he broke up this meeting, followed this guy down the street, shooting stuff at him like colored glitter and stuff at him, and just would not let him go until the cops came. And he's like, they were calling him a pedo. He's like, "I'm not a pedo. What are you doing with my 15-year-old daughter? What are you doing?" "Well, I'm just flirting and eating pizza." "Then you're an effing pedo." And he kept saying it all the way down the street. So I mean,
and he was a disgust. He looked about 80 years of age as well.
He's just a shrunken.
But that's part of Hollywood, man. Is he?
Yeah,
he's part of Hollywood, is he?
Yeah.
So go on, Christine.
Oh, that was it. He's a screenwriter in Hollywood, and it was just lovely to see. It's lovely to see the pedos getting hunted down, because that's what. Back to the school story and how I feel Jace 100%. This guy that's busting him up is like an alpha male, and we need more of them. So Lord, send the Papa Bears.
Good on him.
Final words, darling.
Yeah, just to reiterate what you said, really, it's good to go out there. I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, it'd be good to put, you know, what I read out, what happened there, so that people get again an idea of what's going on, because they're still not aware. And it's when people see things like that from normal parents, normal people in the, you know, they'll pay a bit more notice. So,
do you think the lady who you know on Facebook who works within children's services would let us release that statement, and not totally anonymously?
No
name connected. Could we put that out as an article?
On the website, just to be sure, but I'm sure she wrote it for me anyway to use as an anonymous person. So I'll just double check with her. But yeah, I'm sure she'll be absolutely fine with that.
And send it over to me then, so I can I can put it out as an article, because I think that's important as well.
Brilliant, yeah.
So that's great. And Christy, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all your research and that you're doing. It's going great.
Yeah, you're amazing, Chris.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's really important to me. I've just got to keep finding all the information and sharing it, and we've all just got to get it out there, isn't it? And hopefully other people will start standing it.
Thank you. You do a brilliant job.
Yeah, fantastic, Christy. I just want to reiterate something. Like, we're really censored, guys. We've been on at this for so many years, and we've been cancelled everywhere. And it would really, really help us if you could share either our videos or share our links for iTunes or Spotify, because we're serious about this. And the more people who know about it, the better. And if you want to help us out and sponsor a show or buy us a coffee, it would be very, very appreciated. Christine.
Sorry, I was muted. I just thank everybody for listening, and let me encourage everyone to take your power and authority back. Take it back. If you don't know where to start, look up and just ask the Lord to help you walk in your power and authority that He has given you. You are a sovereign, divine being. He is in you. You are in Him. We are one.
Amen. I had a moment. I had a complete and utter. I had to phone Catherine, and I said I explained to her, I don't think I could get in touch with you at first, Christine, but I was on the phone. I was messaging Kat after I had a really bad week, etc. And I'm like, you know, I need to know, am I on the right path? What am I doing? You need to show me now, because I really blah, blah, blah. And I had some literal miracle happen, and there was no way. And I'm like, Kat, what do you think that is? Kat, do you remember?
Yes, I do remember. It was last week, wasn't it? It was amazing.
That was so weird. So weird. And I had to check with Kat, and then I spoke to Christine later on to also absolutely confirm it. So you just need to ask. You just need to ask. If you feel it in your heart that Jesus is the light, the truth, the way, you just got to ask. And you will receive, because, wow. Wow.
It's a relationship. It's not religion. Kick religion to the curb. Religion is everything Jesus fought against. He wants relationship. We are all family. We are all his children. We are all one body. We are the body of Christ. And it's up to us to walk him out on this earth and to be the light to the world and to be the salt of the earth. Salt gets a little spicy sometimes. Amen. It's not all, you know, sometimes you just got to tell it like it is. That's Jesus. He's truth. Yeah.
Jason, final words.
Yeah, I just sort of want to echo what Christine said. You know, people need to start standing up in their own power, and that's the beauty of what you are. You've got the ability to do so. And I always say, nobody can dictate if nobody's listening. So, you know, don't listen. I mean, obviously things need to be done, but stop listening to these so-called leaders, these so-called proclaimed self-empowered people that think that they've got something over us. Stop listening to them. Go away. I'm not interested in any way, shape, or form.
Demons.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they only can suck your power out of you if you let them. So enough's enough. Stand in your power. And as always, do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
Amen. So that's it tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Q Team, awesome on Truth Social. Jason is running TikTok now. So you want to find Jason, you will find him at Liberty Tactics TikTok. And he's doing an amazing job. And Christy is on Facebook.
Christy Tucker.
Thank you very much. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.